Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and today I'm pleased to have as my guest Kay Taylor, who is the author of Dating the Messenger, The Untold Story of a Clairvoyant. Kay is from Australia, and so she's up very early tomorrow, and we thank her for taking time to do this interview. Thanks, Kay, for joining us.
Hello, Dr. Kolb. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks so much for doing this. I was wondering, if we had done this interview at noon, what time would it be where you are?
Okay. For noon, it would have been about 4 a.m. in the morning. So
okay, so it's probably better to do it now then.
it's fine. I'm used to, because I live in Australia, I'm used to doing recordings and interviews all sorts of times around the world. So that's okay with me. And with my work and how I service my people, I'm up at odd hours throughout the night as well, because of the different time zones in the world. So it's not a problem. It's a pleasure to be here with you and your listeners. I thank you for allowing me on your show.
Well, thanks a lot. I enjoyed your book.
Great.
Would you like to tell the listening audience a little bit about your work that you're doing now in Australia?
Yes. Look, I've been a clairvoyant my whole life. Around about 5, it sort of really kicked in when I saw all the scary people in my dreams and or in my room, and it sort of went from there. But I didn't have a family that took that on board as, yes, she's a clairvoyant, yes, she's a psychic. It was just, she's a little strange. So, mm-hmm. I talked to my dolls and I thought my friends' dolls talked to them as well, and I found out that wasn't the case. So, I had a very different concept of what was there and what wasn't there compared to my other friends as I was growing up. So it wasn't until I was 25 that I was actually labelled the clairvoyant, and I actually went to a kinesiologist who was giving me a treatment. And while she was working on my body, she said to me, well, how do you like being a clairvoyant? What are you doing with it? Are you working in business? And I said to her, but what's a clairvoyant? And so she unraveled me. She explained what I was and labeled it for me. And instantly it was, oh, my God, everything makes sense now. Everything makes sense. So I was like the sponge. I had to find out more, and I had to find people who were exactly like me, because I had not come across that. Now, you've got to understand this, and the listeners, as I was growing up, especially in my teens, you don't score well with your friends if you're sitting in a conversation and say, for instance, your best girlfriend says, oh, I really like Jack and I'm going to ask him out to the dance, and all of a sudden I come out and say, no, he doesn't even like you, and he'll say no to you for the dance. Well, I didn't score well. And it was those kind of things that happened to me continually because of this insight, because of this intuitiveness, because of this what we call claircognizant, which is a knowing. But I saw a lot of things through my third eye. And as I said, it wasn't until I was 25 that I didn't even realize any of this. I wasn't growing up with this knowledge in that way. So from 25 to now 50, which is 25 years of, really working, trying to work me out, trying to work out my guides, trying to work out spirit, trying to fit in, and who do I tell and who do I not tell. So when the book Dating the Messenger was actually written, I was actually quite surprised that I wrote it, because it was about me and it was the perils of dating and how hard it is to date as an intuitive, as the clairvoyant psychic, because not everybody says, yay, that's great, love you for it. And I'm sure you can understand that. So, as I sat down and wrote in trance, I thought I was writing something totally different. And it wasn't until I sort of came out of it and handed it to my partner at that time, Dr. Michael, and said, well, here it is. And he read it and he said to me, God, he said, do you know what you've actually written? You've actually put your life on a table for everybody to see, you know, and of course my dating times weren't fun because people, a lot of people did not accept the kind of person I was as well. And so with that, I had to deal with judgment and, you know, most people when you meet each other, so what do you do? And that's the question that they ask. And, you know, I'm not the accountant. I'm not the hairdresser. I've done all those kind of things beforehand, trying to get rid of this work as such, but I couldn't get away from it. I couldn't be normal as such. And so, you know, it was that boundary that I had to sort of cross in saying, yes, I am a clairvoyant, or, you know, perhaps not saying something and sort of hoping to lead into it and see what they feel about that kind of subject in that way. So I'm not your average person to date. And so, and it was Spirit actually who called it Dating the Messenger, and to help people understand. But what happened from the book, and look, I went through it for about 3 months of, I can't do this, I can't put it out there, I can't do this. This is my private life. But Spirit had said to me, and these are my mystical, magical beings that I work with in the non-physical world, and they said, but we didn't let you go through this to not tell the story, to not help another, to not heal. And my whole life I've been doing that, whether it be give my best toy away to a friend who was sad and needed something, to, you know, the girl at school who needed to be comforted, to the boss at work who had a meltdown at the, you know, in his room. I've always been able to talk it through with people and always been able to give insight. So, you know, whatever age I was always older then because I had this insight. And to be honest, it wasn't about trusting it, it was just about delivering it. I was like a child where I just said it and it made sense to a lot of people. And if it didn't make sense, I would keep talking about it in that way. So I've always been the communicator and I've always been the person who wants to help. So my service now is being the reader, the clairvoyant reader, a medium connecting with the dead, channeling information from spirit. And I've got a whole range of classes that you can see on my website, and that's www.ktheintuitivespecialist.com. And that's just the letter K. Spirit changed my name a couple of years ago for this very reason. It's a talking piece. Yes, she's just K. And it works. And so in the 15 years, I've been blessed with teaching and helping, guiding, coaching thousands of people all over the world. I've been very, very blessed, and I love my job. I wouldn't have another job. I've had plenty of jobs beforehand, while I was trying to find myself in this. And when Spirit said, "Finally, stop. You're not going to do the other. You're going to do this in a business. You're going to make it real, and you're going to show the world that it is real." And that you can add so many things to it. It's not just about having the psychic reading in that way. So that would give you plenty of understanding of the kind of person I am and what I've gone through in the many facets of life. You know, some people get one job for their whole life. Well, I've had a ton of jobs to try and get me to where I needed to be, and that was B. The reader, the psychic reader, the coach, and now, you know, the facilitator, speaker, author, working in every aspect that I can with people. That is my true passion, and I've gone through a lot of, can I say, crap in my life, like everybody else has. So I have the examples and the knowing and the learnings and the teachings to help another in that way.
Well, we're entering a time now where a lot of people are getting a wake-up call and are really searching for answers. And I think it's a great thing to get clairvoyant readings and help directly from spirit. Like you say, you're the messenger, so
Yes.
spirit, their guides and their higher self can speak to them through you. And that's really a wonderful way to start on the path.
Well, I was just recently, the last month, I've been doing some 2-hour shows on CCN, and which is Conscious Communication Network. And I was able to actually sit and talk with the audience on what it really is to have that clairvoyant reading. You know, many, many years ago, it was classed as entertainment. It was just a little bit of fun where you could, you know, find out some googly gosh, as some people would say, and walk away from it. But today, that's not what a clairvoyant reading is. And for many people who are in this service, we add so much more because there is so much more. The guide, you know, when you work with your guides and also the people that you work with, their guides, they have a big chat upstairs. It's a big powwow when you get together and they tell each other the story of the person. So if you're going to have to tell somebody that, no, I'm sorry, you won't fall pregnant this time, there's got to be then a continued answer to go with it. You can't just say, no, that's it, you're not going to fall pregnant, and leave it at that. Because as humans, we don't take just that little bit of information as being enough. We want more. And we want satisfaction for our money. And we want somebody who is caring enough to give what you can in that moment. It's the same as the psychologist or the psychiatrist. The only thing is that, you know, and I won't say that all psychiatrists and psychologists are like this, but many of them are now tapping into their intuitiveness, and many of them aren't. So the ones that tap into their intuitiveness have a better handle on their patients. And so I'm the same. I'm not claiming that I'm a psychologist or psychiatrist. However, spirit will get down to the nitty-gritty on what is the situation. So often, you know, say for instance, I had a woman who came to me and all she wanted to do was win lotto. She wanted me to give her the numbers to win lotto and that would solve all of her problems. Okay, now we all want lotto, and believe me, I'd love lotto too, but it hasn't happened. But I have lotto in so many other ways in my life. So I still consider I win lotto every day. And, you know, then spirit will come in with this and say, but all right, let's have a look at all the beautiful things that are in your life. Let's have a look at your wrong wording and behavior as to why you don't have great finances. Let's look at the people that you hang with who are always broke, all right, which means you're broke and you have the attitude of being broke. Now, she first said, well, look, I didn't come for that. I just wanted the numbers. And I said, but it isn't about just the numbers. It is about what are you doing in your life that actually is the catalyst to what you are having or what you're not having. And that's where people are understanding more. So, and a lot of people now come to me where they want to cut to the chase. They don't even want to know who their guide is. They don't even want to speak to their dead father. They just want the answers. And that's because society has got quick and fast of give it, give it, give it, give it to me. And so, you know, and I love doing just the answers because you can get down to the nitty-gritty and you can get so much more in the actual reading or the coaching time in that sense. And see, with coaching for me, I'm your secret weapon. Because if I can tune in and profile you before you even come in, we can set everything in place quickly for you to change your life quickly, rather than going, oh, well, you know, just give it a go. Because that's not good enough anymore. That's not good enough anymore. We want action, ASAP, and that's what it's about.
Yeah, one of your clients came in kind of disheveled and you know, not looking like she took very good care of herself, and you were guided to give her some specific information that I found kind of interesting, and then that changed her life quite a bit with making
Absolutely.
the list. Yeah.
Yeah. Look, you know, and are we talking about the swan here, Dr. Susan? That you're
Yeah.
talking, are you talking about the swan? Yes. In my book to your listeners, Spirit was very, very good in putting animal names to my characters. And there was no disrespect for that. What it was for people to understand the behaviors of certain animals to characteristics of people. And we have animal spirits in the realm up there. And so we all lose dogs and cats and budgies and horses. And they're all there and they're all connected to us. But they also have symbols that are attached to us. And the swan really was feeling like she was the ugly duckling. And we all know that story. We all know that story. But she was just in such a mess in every which way. And Spirit said, well, okay, we've got answers, but we've got some homework to do here on you. And so we started working with lists. And I sent her away and she came back. Now, the swan, and, you know, she considered that her life was torturous, that her life was just nothing, and she wanted a man, and she wanted now, and it was all, ugh. She was just beside herself with it. She was angry. She was a mess. And so through this process that we did with her and Spirit, she presented me with a 40-page document on herself, and she fell in love with herself. And that is the woohoo with Spirit when they finally got their person that they're looking after in the right place for ready to receive everything in right timing as well. She discovered so much about herself. She wrote and she wrote and she brought out her dysfunction and she softened and found peace. And Spirit can do that. Whether you work in parts, in sessions, or whether you work just in one session. People often say, oh, you know, if you go to K, you've got to be prepared, tissue box, all right. But not everybody needs a tissue box. But some, there is so many things that you have to open up to deal with to then close. And sometimes you can't do that in an hour. So maybe you need that other session. But sometimes you can do it in an hour because Spirit will quickly kick your butt in a sense, and then put a whole lot of love into it to finish it off, because there's always an answer to every question. There's always a resolution, and Spirit isn't here to harm. Spirit is here to guide. And when they find the right facilitator, as myself or anybody else out in the world who's hung up their shingles for that, you know, we have to have a relationship with them to then have a relationship with the client that we see. And whether it be the person that comes and sees me and pays, whether it be the person who sits next to me on the bus, whether it's in the doctor's surgery, you know, there's ample time everywhere, every time of the day to be able to pass a message. Now, I might not say, well, look, I'm a clairvoyant and I'm hearing from Spirit. That'll freak out a lot of people if you're sitting in the doctor's surgery, okay? Mm-hmm. But I find a way to just sort of mention something. And, you know, you have that conversation with that person and you can leave the seed with them. And then it's up to the universe. It's up to Spirit. It's up to God how they harvest that in that way. And that swan got everything that she wanted. She got married. She got her children. She got her business. She got everything she was destroying before she saw me. And, you know, she was – many of the people that come to me are guided. You have to see Kay. You have to see Kay. And they go, oh, no. You know, and they stay away from it. And then when they come, they say, you have no idea how many times I was told to get to you. Well, that's spirit upstairs saying, hey, we've got to get this person to Kay. Then from Kay, we've got to get them to, you know, the next person and the next person, because just a reading is not the finish. It might be the doctor's surgery for an operation that you're going to have. You know, it might be for a new mentor or the yoga teacher or healing the situation with mum. And that's what Spirit's about. So winning lotto numbers can be so much more than actually winning the money like people want in that way.
Yeah, you know, we don't really realize how probably complex it is in the spirit world to get us together down here to get the things done that we need to help each other with. But I was standing in line at Starbucks one day, and a guy came up to me and he says, "You probably don't remember me, but you did surgery on my finger 10 years ago." He cut the tip of his finger off, and he says, "I just want to tell you, I'm the CEO of a large company, and just being in your office and reading about meditation and reading about the spiritual medicine, I went back and I transformed my entire company because I chopped my little finger off." So, you know, but it's interesting because I would have never known that. I would have never known that that had that effect on that person. And then so many other people in his company were introduced to meditation and spirituality through his injury.
Yeah. And that confirmation is there because, as I said, spirit will put us in the right place at the right time. There's a movie out there called Adjustment Bureau with Matt Damon in it, and it's perfect. Mm-hmm. Everybody, you have to see this. If you think you've seen it, go back to seeing it, because once you look at that in a different way, the men in the gray suits are actually the guides in the spirit world. And have their little books, their pens, and they're all talking to each other, get him off the bus, get him over there. Mm-hmm. He's supposed to be president. He can't fall in love now. All of those things.
Right.
That's how the guides work upstairs. And I tell you what, when we get off the bus and go a different direction, oh my God, there's a powwow up there. They are like, now what do we do with her? You know, she's going left when she's supposed to go right, and she's marrying that guy where we told her not to. And you know, there's all these things that they have to rewrite for us and get us into different positions. Now, you talk about coffee in Starbucks, okay? I gave a message to a woman and I said, "You're going to meet your guy. This is going to be the guy, all right, in a coffee shop. He's going to be behind you and he's going to bump into you and somebody's going to spill something on you as well. And that's going to be your key to understand this is the guy you have to talk to, all right?" Well, do you know what she did? She got so scared of meeting somebody that way, she changed coffee shops. It took another 2 years before we could actually get her aligned with a partner for herself, because she went into that fear. And, you know, people come to me and say, I do a lot of relationship coaching, and especially because of the book, because people say, "Oh, my God, you know, you're just like me. You've dated men just like me," especially for the women. And, you know, they want the man, but they fear it. And when you have to tell them, "Well, I'm sorry, you're not going to get the man you want yet because you're not willing to give, or your language is incorrect in how you will work with this person, or you don't believe in quality time." And when you start bringing that all up, you know, the person gets really upset and says, "Well, no, I just want you to tell me where I'm going to meet him." I go, "No, Spirit's saying you aren't going to meet anybody at the moment because we have to solve these problems that you have." Mm-hmm. And perhaps you're not even realizing. And see, the swan wasn't even realizing that either. So, and you talk about meditation. Meditation is the quickest way to connect to your soul. And once you connect to your soul, you connect to your higher self. And once you connect to your higher self, then you're having a party with your guides. Mm-hmm. And when you have a party with your guides, the information is unbelievable. So, and many, many people that are locked up in asylums are actually highly attuned souls who just can't separate all the different personalities that they are seeing, feeling, talking to. We have I can sit with one guide and I can sit with 10 guides. I can sit with 100 angels in front of me, but I know I'm not mad. I know I'm not mad. So, and yes, I've been to that psychologist room. I've talked to that psychiatrist again and again and again, but I'm still here. I'm still sane and I'm working in the business, and I have for the last 10 years. So that in itself, you know, and with my work that I've done my whole life, many people who have met me again after time have said, "Oh my God, you just don't know how much you changed my life," just like your experience that you had in Starbucks.
Well, you know, it's very true that our perceptual realities are not the same. I mean, in terms of you can't assume that just because your reality is one way that everybody else's reality is the same
That's
way.
right.
You and
That's
I were
right.
both born. I was doing out of body travel at age 3. You know,
Right.
I was. I tell people I'm a spiritual healer that was guided to be a plastic surgeon, not the other way
Surgeon.
around. You
Yep.
know, I was a
Yep.
healer first, and
Yes.
I was just guided into plastic surgery because there was going to be this horrific problem with breast implants that you've
Oh.
probably heard about.
Oh,
That,
yes.
and I was spiritually guided to get breast implants, a particular kind, Dow Corning, because if I'd gotten any other kind, I wouldn't have gotten nearly as much money in the settlement. So you also have to listen very specifically, very detail oriented in terms of what you do, because if you then don't listen exactly, you can lose a lot of money, or you can lose a lot of time, or you can lose a lot of opportunities. So what I think is that you know, every time there's a major problem coming down the road, Spirit is putting people like myself and yourself out there to help people with what's coming. And I think that we're the front leaders in helping solve these problems, helping people, you know, with guideposts, what to
Very,
do
very much
when.
so. Very much so.
Yeah.
And what, you know, people often say to me, well, you must be blessed. You must have a charmed life because you know everything. No, 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 no. I know lots, yes, but I'm still human. You know, I if I want to buy a pair of shoes and they look really pretty, and Spirit stands there and says, you know what, they're not going to be comfortable and you're going to walk funny. And you go, yeah, but I really want those shoes. Okay. So, you know,
Right.
we buy the shoes and then we realize, yes, Spirit was right. Now, shoes are shoes. But when you come to relationships, that's totally different. And so if you need to go through that lesson, and the same with, as you're saying, with implants, that, you know, people are guided, people have their own intuition, but many don't listen to it. And many will
Right.
say, I knew that was going to happen. I knew that was going to be a problem. And often our lesson is so that we can teach somebody else. Like you say, you're in the forefront now of how you can help people, and you've gone through your own trials with this so that you can. And you and what's even more so for you is you have a spiritual concept to it as well. So you are healing the person before you're adding the science into it also. And this is a big thing at the moment, because Spirit wants science and spirituality to blend, so that we all become intuitive and know that we can answer our own questions correctly, safely, with faith, and no fear. That's one of the biggest things, no fear. So, you know, did I keep asking questions as I was growing? Yes. But the more I learned to ask them the questions, and for me, in a relationship and a marriage, that actually was one of the difficult things, because, you know, my husband at the time said, well, I'm your husband, you listen to me. And I'd say, but I listen to my guides, and my guides are telling me this. So there's a difficulty in the relationship already, because, well, who's the boss here in that way?
Right, yeah.
And because I have learned that Spirit is my boss, I have to stay with my boss that way, because they won't let me down. Sometimes, yes, they'll let me go through experiences that aren't pleasant, but there's a lesson with it. And sometimes, like in my book, Dating the Messenger, all right, I kept going on dates, and Spirit said, oh, well, okay, we'll just see how you go with this one. And I'd say, well, is it the right one? What's he like? No, 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 okay, we'll just let you. You're so eager to go and do this, because, you know, they actually said to me, don't. You don't need to. We're going to, you know, there was a story to this man coming into my life, and then they told me, well, he's now gone with another. He's married to somebody else. And I went, wow, what do I do with that? I've been waiting for this. And Spirit said, well, that we're either going to bring him around, or we're going to find you another. Well, I got so mad. I said, I'm the clairvoyant off on my own, thank you. I can tune in, I can work out, I can do remote view, I can meditate on this, I can find the perfect person for me. Well, 38 dates later, I did not find the perfect person for me.
Well, you had some interesting experiences and you got to learn. This is what was so funny. You used your intuition to get you out of some pretty hairy situations.
That's right. See, we're human. When we want something, we still want it regardless.
Yeah.
And so men and women in relationships today will do that. And this is where they can lose out big time. You know, there's a love language that is needed in relationships, whether you're in a partnership to be married or to be lovers, whether you'll be, you know, with your boss, whether you're with a friend, with your mother. There's a love language, and it's really important that people start learning this, and we can learn that through spirit as well. I love my guides. I thank my guides. I bless my guides. I expect my guides to show up when I'm working, because if they don't, I'm just sitting there going, okay, what am I doing? What am I doing?
Right.
So, and that's, you know, we've learned enough. We've learned enough to be able to hold the conversation. But at the end of the day, your profession, you still need your tools to be able to cut and to be able to
that's
do
right.
the right job. So I still need my tools the same way. My spirit guides are my best friends to be able to give the information to the other person. Or myself. And many clairvoyants or psychics say to me, oh, no, I can't read for myself. And I say, rubbish. You can read for yourself, because I do it all the time. And when the spirit says no to me, I know that's real. And even though I want a yes, it's a no and I have to stick with it. And so we can all read for ourselves. We can all step in to a higher intuitiveness code in that, that we can learn and connect and get in touch with our inner self, plus our higher self, plus our guides, the masters, deceased loved ones, the angels, God himself. And there's not just one God, there's many gods. So, you know, we don't want to get... We don't want to get sort of stuck on that word. And if you spell God backwards, it's actually dog. And what is dog? Dog is man's best friend. So if we've got this beautiful source of being that's intellect and able to communicate through souls here on the earth to give messages, we can't go wrong. We absolutely can't go wrong.
Yeah, the last time I... had a clairvoyant on, he gave me a short reading at the end, and then at the very end of the reading he said, and by the way, you're a clairvoyant too, so you don't need anybody to read for you. So
yes.
I was laughing. I said, well, that's true.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you know, we're all headed to a place where we're clairvoyant. That's where we're headed.
Are.
We're not all there yet, but we're headed there.
No, Spirit says we're only a quarter of the way, and that's unbelievable when we've got billions of people in the world. So only a quarter. So and because of the way
true,
the world is working so fast today, and social media is wrecking people, absolutely wrecking people, right? We've got to get in touch with ourselves quickly. We've got to find our mentors. We've got to find our new families. And the new family that I'm talking about is the family that will actually encourage you, enrich you, teach you, learn from you, be with you. And that's what's missing. That's what. And so we've got a lot of lost souls out there who, well, I don't know where I fit in, and I feel all these things, and I dream this, and and I want to say this, but I can't. And, you know, and when I meet people like that, I go, welcome home, because we're family. We're family. And that's really important. And I urge anybody that's listening to the show today, if you are feeling that but too scared, No, claim it. Claim it and find the right person. Find the right person that you're going to feel at home with, safe, and actually to be able to be yourself. And that is a highly attuned soul. Every single one of us is clever. It's just how we do it. That's all.
Well, can you give your contact information one more time?
Absolutely. It's www.k, and that's just the letter K, theintuitivespecialist.com. And I want to share with your listeners today as well that the first 10 people that sign up with me in my newsletter, they will then get entry to a year subscription of my Team Spirit Partners community. And whole lots of extra gifts. Links in with me, a closed Facebook page as well. And, up-to-date news, channelings, helping each other, having a platform where you are safe in the community in that way. I read, I can do through Skype, on the phone, or email readings, which are very, very popular at the moment. People don't want to be seen. They don't want to be heard. They don't want to even be known. They just want to give a name and then let me go for it. And I can answer your questions and I can give you much more information from Spirit. You can book for coaching sessions as well if you really struggled with life and having lots of blockages as people are having today. And my new product that's out is called Tell Me Now. You can get it on the App Store or Android. So that's Tell Me Now. And if you go to ktellmenow.com, you can have a little trial of how this works. What happened was Spirit woke me up in the middle of the night and they said, "You know what, Kay, everybody keeps ringing you and they always want to know yes, no, tell me now, Kay, tell me now." So let's create an app. And that's exactly what I did. So what it is to take the anxiousness out of your decision making. If you're frustrated, if you're confused, if you've got anxiety with something and you don't know what to do, sometimes just a simple answer like yes, no, or timeout is there for you. So it's a little game you play. You ask the question to the app, and then it will give you the answer. It'll give you the yes, it'll give you the no, or the timeout, and then you flip the card, and it'll give you the actual understanding of why it is that for the moment. And I'll tell you what, I had a lady who wrote to me. She said, "Your app's broken. I keep getting no. It just keeps telling me no. I'm so frustrated." And I didn't know this lady, but I wrote back to her and I said, "Well, let me tell you why Spirit keeps telling you no." And she wrote back to me and said, "Oh, damn, you are good." So, I mean, I'm as good as I am with my guides. And I practice, 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 practice by being with them. I honor them. I meditate with them. I listen to them. I share the guidance. And I have a heart to teach and share and care. And that's what's important. For anybody who's looking for a reading or coaching sessions or working in a workshop, you have to know that you must be aligned with that person. There is a reason why you want to be connected. And if it's not in alignment with you, get up and walk out. Simple as that, because you're not going to benefit from it, not at all.
So have you ever explored like how many guides you have and what sort of I guess specialties they have? Because they
Yes.
do specialize. They specialize in different areas of knowledge. It's
Oh, they
interesting.
do. There's romance angels and guides, there's finance angels and guides. Look, there's even computer angels and guides. And thank God, because sometimes at 11 o'clock at night, I've had to get their help. And, because you can't always get the IT guy to you. So any situation you have in your life, there's a guide there for it. So if you're struggling in that, then you ask them. And if you connect with them by saying, "Hey, I need you. I need you, finance angels," or, "I need you, the relationships guru," or I call them the gurus and they'll even stand to more attention. I actually have 52 individual guides that I work with on a regular basis. That I know their characteristics, I know what they're about, I know what they're for, I know why they come in. And then on top of that, there's many more. I mean, sometimes in my
Yeah,
room,
they come
you
in
can
when they
have,
need to. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
absolutely. We
Well,
can have.
I have a short story to tell about how somebody became a guide that it works with my team. It's very interesting. We
Yes.
were in my meditation group, and one of the members of the meditation group had had a doctor who had passed away. at a young age, in his 50s, of a heart attack. And this doctor came through him and asked me if he could, he said, "You're doing such interesting work. Would you mind if I joined your group?"
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Cool.
And he was a wonderful doctor. If you look on Facebook, I mean, his patients just loved him. And
right.
So now he's part of the group that advises me.
Aha. Yeah. And, you know, we go through stages where we get new guides. We've actually evolved. Mm-hmm. And so then we're assigned, you know, a hierarchy in that sense, in that way, for the work that you do. My dad, he wasn't really keen on this. He said, "Why can't you be normal like everybody else?" I said, "But Dad, I am normal. This is me." And before he died, there were things that, you know, we finally talked about, and we actually set it up that when he died, he would ring bells for me to let me know that he was okay, that he was safe, and that he would be able to connect to me. He hated the sound of bells. He hated my chimes that are all around the house in the gardens. And so this was the setup. And so he did that, and he continues to do it. And actually, I was in a interview the other day, and I had turned all the phones off, unplugged them and everything. And I was saying something, and he was telling me, "Talk about me, talk about me." And I said, no, not now, Dad. I'm doing this." And this is this mental, you know, talk backwards and forwards. And so he actually rang the phone. The phone actually rang, and it couldn't possibly have done that. So
he's probably real proud of himself to be able to do that. That's great.
He was. He's
when my parents wanted to get my attention, I was sitting in the locker room here, and right next door, the charts flew off by themselves, off the cart they were on, and you know, come crashing to the floor. There's nobody else around. I go, "Okay, Mom, what do you want?" And then she goes, "Call your brother."
That's
like, "Call your brother now."
Yeah.
But when they want to get your attention, they can.
They're so excited that they can do it, and they keep doing it.
I'm amazed. I'm amazed that they can do that. Aren't you?
I mean, absolutely.
That's incredible.
The movie Ghost with Patrick Swayze, you know, when he had to learn the energy. All right, and the shadows, that's all real. That's all real.
Yeah.
And I've learned that from the deceased loved ones, because they can tell me more of what they have to go through when they pass over. So a guide is somebody who has lived a lifetime before. So they understand how we feel. They understand how we act. They understand what's what in that sense, yes. So
and they're often your relatives. They're often related to you. You know, your guides are often in your family chain. They really are. Yeah.
That's exactly right, yes. And they're all one big family, and they're all, you know, happy to help us here, and then you know, ready for the big party to have when you cross over. There's nothing to fear about crossing over, not at all. And unfortunately, religion has made that difficult. And many people, I've gone to the hospitals to help people before they cross over, and we've had a beautiful, you know, time of understanding. And, you know, one of my clients at the time, he came out of his coma, and we talked about, and I talked about the death angel and how he was assigned this beautiful lady. And, you know, he said to me, "God," he said, "I haven't had sex for ages. Can I do it when I get up there?" And I said, no, sir, it's not quite like that. So, but, you know, they're beautiful beings, and they've got such full amount of information. They will get mad at us, definitely, because they will say, "Why did you do that? We told you not to do that." And it'll be same
That's
as
right.
the mother and father here in that sense, you know. They're our keepers in that way. And you as a meditation teacher, the same as me as a meditation teacher, you know the power that can be in the circle from the guides. You know what you can deliver in messages and what people can achieve through meditation, not only for peace and relaxation, but the connection with spirit. And you know, that is why my company was first formed with Connect with Spirit, and it's moved on as it's had to, but it's still Connect with Spirit, because that's what it's about. We all need to connect with spirit, because when we do that, we're connecting with us. We are
We are.
actually
That's true.
honoring our own soul in that way, yes.
And it's important to understand too that it, you know, my father was very spiritual, but my mother was very third dimensional, and she was quite threatened by the spirituality because it she felt that it was interfering with our relationship. And recently, she came through one of my friends, and she said to me, she said, "I would have never said this to you when you were alive, but you actually need to meditate more." That's what she told me.
Yes, don't you love that? Yeah, thanks.
I
You didn't
got
talk to me
that.
about
So I thought that
it
was good. You know, my mother, who really was threatened by my anything spiritual, telling me to meditate more.
Yeah, they
So when you
do.
do cross
And
over to the other side, you get a bigger picture. You get a better picture of what all this is about.
yeah, you do. I
And
mean, you know,
you
my
do.
dad now is different. I mean, and I'll just sort of give you something. The day of his funeral, you know, the first when he left, I said, "Dad, are you all right? Where are you?" And he said to me, "I've gone fishing." And he liked
Right.
fishing,
That's
and I said,
what he likes to
"Okay,
do, yeah.
so you're okay. You're with my grandfather and my uncle who also love fishing." On the day of the funeral, I'm out a set of lights. I've just picked up the cakes for the after party thing, and I'm at the lights in the car, and I just said to him, "Dad," I said, "are you happy with everything that we've arranged? Is there anything I've forgotten to do for you?" There's a truck in front of me, and there's a big sign on it, and it says, "I told you I've gone fishing."
Oh no! Oh my
Oh
goodness.
yes.
That's amazing.
And that's
That's
the other
great.
way that spirit can give us signs. People
Right.
don't realize that they're right in front of us in our eyes wide open, but we don't
Right.
see it. And spirit
It's
more
really
and more
true.
and more is trying to do visual connection that way, because actually a lot of people, when they finally hear spirit, they get very scared. They say, "But I just want to
Yeah.
hear spirit." And when they hear them, they go, "Oh my God, oh my God, take it away,
Right.
take it away."
Yeah,
So
that's
it's
true.
not always about the audio, it's about the visual. And a lot of people want the visual because then that's proof of the pudding. That's saying, "Okay, spirit gave me that sign, they gave me the sign again and again and again." And you know, it can come in numbers, it can come in pictures, it can come in words like that that really relates. I mean, I just sat there laughing and the car behind me beeped, "Are you gonna go, lady?" You know. But I was having this moment with my dad. So and that's, you know, they still love us, they still want to be with us, and you know, he can actually command far more these days than what he did here in life. So
It's going to be interesting to see what it's like on the other side. You know, because isn't, I mean, we don't have something equivalent here. We can't look down into another reality and, you know, communicate with the dimension below us. You know, we don't know how, we just don't have anything to relate to with that.
Yeah, the only thing that you can tap into is through meditation to see the outer worlds, to understand the difference. You know, I don't believe in hell. I believe in lower energy realms, yes. And I believe that there are souls that have not crossed over, but I don't believe in
Yeah, there
hell
are.
as such. And the as far as I know from my guides, there's three earths, and this earth is the earth where you can get away with everything, where you try and have and you know, you can be the thief and the murderer, and you can love, and you know, all those sorts of things here. The other two earths are about more simplicity and everybody being sort of the same and being teachers and living forever and working well together. And it's a very different concept to what this earth is. We begged to come to this earth because we wanted to have everything that we could in that way. We wanted to go through the lessons. We wanted to sign up for so much more in that sense. And it's interesting because, you know, spirit said, "Well, you begged to come down here, and now you beg to come home."
To
You
go
can say,
back,
"Oh,
yeah.
it's all too hard."
I'm actually enjoying my time here. I'm not
Yes.
anxious to get out, but I'm not afraid to get out either. I just think
No.
it's curious. I mean, you know, now that I'm interacting with guides that used to be my relatives and my parents and people I knew well, some of my friends in my meditation group have passed over, and they're one of them passed over on Easter day around noon, but Easter evening he was still there guiding meditation because he was the main person guiding meditation anyway, and he's still there at every meditation group. So, the idea is that even though he's not here physically, he's still very much here in terms of being part of the group and you know, directing traffic, you know. And so I know very well that we are very, very much eternal, and that the dimensions are communicating and working together more and more, you know, like in this year there's many more groups operating like my meditation group do than say, you know, in the 1900s. You know, it's just a lot, there's a lot more cooperation between dimensions.
That's right. I've been teaching meditation for 15 years now, and I have always seen everybody connect and have that experience and understand. And many people come in and say, oh, I can't meditate, and I don't believe in seeing things. And you know, they'll come out of the meditation and they'll go, wow, I actually was on Pegasus' back, and then I went to this castle, and then I met up with my mother, and then some flowers were given to me, and you know, that's real. That person saw that. I didn't guide them into that. That's real. And when you start meditation that way to connect with spirit, then you will be shown the outer worlds. Then you will be shown all the different realms, all the different guides. You know, you'll start working closely with that. And it's through meditation that you do that. And it's the constant relationship of saying good morning to them, hello, asking them, blessing them, thanking them, all of those things. Right. And, you know, those, Atlantis, Stargate, Avatar, those three major shows. Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. They are real. Those people wrote those things because they tapped into their higher consciousness. They tapped into the other world. When Avatar came out, I thought, damn, I knew about those blue people 10 years ago and I didn't write it. So James Cameron did.
Right.
But, you know, those worlds are very real, and they have to be real because they are not something that you sit there and think, I think I'll think about blue people. Okay, when you're in meditation and you see something that it's not what you normally think about, you have to know it is real.
Right, that's true.
Yeah,
that's very true.
Yeah, and we're coming up.
I'm sorry, we're coming up on the end of our hour, and I'd like to give you. It went by quickly. I'd like to give you another chance to give your contact information.
Sure. So it's www.ktheintuitivespecialist.com, or the Tell Me Now app is ktellmenow.com. I'd like to leave by saying to your listeners and to yourself, when we start the relationship with spirit, we can't go back. And as we begin that journey, it's the most wonderful journey that you can experience. And it is about loving yourself and loving them as you connect with spirit.
Well,
thank you so much for having me.
Have you written Living as the Messenger, or are you writing that now?
That actually shifted due to the relationship, and so that's something that will come out when spirit says yes, it's time. At the moment, they have not. So, but I'll keep you in touch with it.
Please do. I'd love to have you back on the show when your next book comes out.
Oh, I'd love to. Thank you. Thank you for your time, and God bless to all of you listeners. Peace be with you.
Thanks a lot. This is Dr. Susan Cobb. We've been listening to Kay Taylor talking about her book, Dating the Messenger, The Untold Story of a Clairvoyant. Fascinating story, and one that she will continue when she's guided to. Thank you very much, Kay. This is Dr. Susan Cobb with Temple of Health Radio Show. Please join us next week.